We're here on KSOM, and we're talking high school track and field. Girls head coach for EHSTW is Trey Pelzer. And, Coach, it's been a good start of the season. You had a good meet on Thursday night, your home meet. How are you feeling about the season overall as we come into a big week here starting on Monday the 14th?
I feel good. We've put a lot of good relays together with a lot of different combinations. Obviously, times have been consistently coming down since we ran it. Ought to been on the 31st of March. That always feels good. You know, it's never going to be great weather in Iowa in April. So it's nice to get a couple nice days out of the way early on and get people feeling the right way.
What was it like just to see what Bella Lamp accomplished on Thursday night for your girls?
Well, you know, it's fun to watch. It's always fun to watch Bella run. She always has just kind of a little extra kick beyond what she thinks she has. And, you know, it's just fun to watch. It's good track, and the rest of the girls like watching her. I like watching her, and it's fun in front of a home crowd, too.
Yeah. Not only that, though, Bella wasn't the only outstanding competitor for you. Lorelei Whaling had a big meet. She had three wins. What can you say about her and what she's accomplished, especially seemingly in the sprints?
Yeah, it's great. This is Lorelei's fourth year of track. One of our three seniors. I owe a lot to her just as a senior, and to the other seniors for all the dedication they show in the program. And for Lorelei, it's really nice to be able to, you know, senior year at home, senior recognition night, and get a show out the way that she does. She really deserves it. She works really hard, and she has for me for 4 years. So it was kind of a best case scenario, most definitely. And obviously, it's still early in the year, so it gets me excited for some different options as we go down the road.
So who are some others who have really stood out for you so far this season?
You know, we have some veteran runners that are returning last year. The Sprint Med returns all its members. We talked to Bella, who anchors that, and then my three seniors, Caitlin, Lorelei, and Brooklyn there. And then Ava Paulson is a huge returner for us, big leader for us. She shows up big in any of the middle distance things that we do. She's a part of that 4x4. Macy Gosling is coming back as a sophomore this year, and she's looked really, really strong. Been really, really proud of what she's been able to do. And then, of course, there's always those behind-the-scenes people who just kind of put their head down, and they don't do the pretty stuff, but they score your points. And I've got a lot of those in this sophomore class. Addie Carroll's throwing shot and disc and running the mile for us. Brooke Lee, it just goes wherever I need it to go. 1, 2, long jump, fours, and kind of all over the place. Adeline McIntosh, another big one. Yana Lander, she probably is not my big fan right now, but she definitely shows up when we need her to and where we need her to. So just a lot of girls, a lot of potential, and a lot of fun people to work with.
Which one of your relays do you feel like is strongest right now?
You know, I don't want to get too superstitious as far as what we feel best about or not great about or anything like that. I don't want to count my chickens before they come on to roost. But obviously, the Sprint Med returning, I feel really good about that. I feel like the 4x8 is something that kind of the town really loves, and we've already put together kind of a good 4x8. And then the 4x4 last night was lights out. We broke the meet record in that, and even the 4x1 was really fun to watch as well. So
what is this next week? What do you have coming, and what are some of your goals for your team this coming week?
We go to Griswold on Tuesday. and, you know, it's actually been kind of a typically relatively good meet for us. We get to see some different competition that we don't routinely get to see at Griswold, so I'm excited to see that as well. And then we go to Dice Center on Thursday, and that'll have a lot of really good competition. So Dice Center has put together a lot of really good sprint relays. They got a really great 4x4 down there as well. Anytime we get to see Riverside is just a chance for kind of southwestern Iowa to show what we have to offer too. So it's fun to race. We have a really challenging conference, and anytime we get to see them, it makes us all look good.
Very good. Well, Coach, exciting times for your team. Seems like you're in good shape right now. Let's hope times continue to drop. Really appreciate your time. Best of luck in these next few meets. Thanks so much.
Absolutely. Appreciate it.
Trey Pelzer, head coach for AHSTW Girls Track and Field here on KSOM.